Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to the latest edition of the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast. We've got Devlin Eden with us once again. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, and straight into today's question. And Devlin, we want to know, how long can you stop before it starts to do or be detrimental to your muscles and thus your ability to resume after that break?
Stopping training, and the longer you lay off, the harder it is for you to get back to up to a particular point and to where you left off, for instance. Keeping in mind, so the whole idea of training is for you're making gains as you go along. So for you now to be to lose those gains, we start looking at anything from as little as up to 2 weeks. You start losing those gains made already. Obviously, the longer, the more you tend to lose the gains. And when I talk about the gains that are made, we're referring to things like your heart's ability to pump blood efficiently around the body, your muscles' capacity to process oxygen. Obviously, you need an oxygen for them to function. And your body's enhanced ability as well to use carbohydrates as a fuel source, for instance. So anything as little as up to 2 weeks, and again, depending on, are we talking a layoff as complete rest, so doing absolutely nothing, or just completely laying off and doing a little bit of sort of light recovery work, then it's also going to have an effect on the rate of detraining, what we call detraining. When we start referring to sort of total loss of fitness, we start looking anything, and it is quite individual, but anything between 2 to 8 months, where we could see almost a full loss of your cardiovascular fitness. And then also, I think in general, it is also important to note that you'll lose aerobic fitness or aerobic capacity a lot more rapidly than what you would, your muscle strength will decline. So it is something that we tend to see happen quite quickly. I mean, you'll feel it if you've laid off the bike for a little while. You just feel that it's really difficult to get going. But if it hasn't been that long, it is quite easy to pick it up again. It's just usually the longer period that we start finding that the muscle strength deficiency, well, not deficiencies, but declines. And then obviously, like I mentioned, sort of 2 to 8 months where you start feeling almost an entire loss of where your cardiovascular is.
Well, Devlin, thank you very much for another fantastic answer here on the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast. And if you want some one-on-one time with Devlin, all you need to do is join our really engaged group, sign up for the online community, and to do so, go to coachperry.com/join for exclusive members-only video content, video coaching, and access to the private Facebook group. But from Devlin Eden and myself, Mr. Active David Katz, we'll catch up with you again on the next edition.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.